We're happy today to announce that the United Nations has seen fit to try to intervene here on behalf of the citizens of the United States. We have the sad distinction of having been mentioned in a report just released by the UN High Commission on Human Rights. So now, thanks to the brutality of the Ilocano police, the United States stands among the worst civil rights violators in being acknowledged of human rights abuses here, just as they're being acknowledged in other parts of the world. We're going to be returning to the docks on April 7th, and this press conference will also give details about that. We've got a wonderful lineup of speakers. Each person will speak for 2 to 3 minutes, and then we will accept questions. And I'd also like to make sure that everyone is aware that some of the weapons that were used against us on April 7th are right over here by that lamppost, so people are invited to take a look at that.